Mezzanine overview. The stairs, or the lift, bring you down to the mezzanine at one end of a dark rectangular space. Opposite the foot of the stairs, about 3 metres ahead, is a spotlit wall carved with the words, "Clues to the Mystery of Mithras." Almost everything we know about the cult of the Roman god Mithras comes from the surviving artefacts and the physical remains of the temples themselves. Turning to our left, the room extends ahead for about 12 metres. Playing over the dark walls is an ever-changing pattern of shadows and projections depicting the signs of the zodiac, star constellations, the god Mithras, and ghostly figures. There's an upholstered bench running almost the whole length of the left-hand wall. Along the right-hand wall are three 3D models. They're evenly spaced a few metres apart, each mounted on the back edge of an interactive tabletop touchscreen. The models are made of white translucent resin and lit so that they glow in the darkness. They can be touched to give a better sense of the shapes of the items. The one nearest to the stairs depicts the head of Mithras. The central model is a carved relief of a bull slaying, known as a tauroctony. In the far right corner is a model of the Mithraeum ruins. There are separate descriptions of them on this guide. The interactive screens give further information about the models. The entrance to the temple is in the far left-hand corner of the mezzanine, beyond the bench seat and down another flight of 10 stairs. You can also continue down using the lift. There is an interactive experience which takes place inside the temple every 20 minutes and lasts for about 6 minutes. Hosts will let you know when it's time to enter the temple for this. Before you go down to the temple, though, we would suggest you listen to the Mithraeum Experience track.